What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. You guys already know exactly what this podcast is about, so I'm not going to even do the intro here for you guys, but I do want to remind you guys the fees of this podcast, that every single episode you listen to or every video that you now watch on YouTube, please share it with a friend. If you learn something from it, if you enjoy it, if you think somebody else can, please share it because we greatly appreciate that. And a lot of you guys, girls, you're doing a lot of things and we support you. We share your stuff. So please show that same love. We would appreciate it. And we would also love it so we can keep helping each other out. So let's do that. But today, guys, I need to talk about something that I just feel like I want to talk about it. As simple as that. Now, what I want to talk about today is, you know, that underdog mentality and that willingness to never quit. Because a lot of you need to learn from that. A lot of you seem to, you don't really understand it. You don't get it. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because we got the underdogs in the Super Bowl. We got them Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow just made it to the Super Bowl. And they've been the underdogs all year. They were the underdogs every single game. They're the underdogs going into the Super Bowl as well. But it doesn't stop them. They just keep putting effort in, putting the work in, and getting it done. And that's what I want you guys to understand. That sometimes when you're the underdog and people doubt you and people tell you that you can't do things, that's the perfect motivation for you to do exactly that. To do exactly what you think you are capable of. When people doubt you, use it as motivation. When people tell you you're not good enough, use it as motivation. When people tell you you're never going to do this, you're never going to do that, it's not possible, you're not good enough, you're not strong enough, you're not smart enough, you don't work hard enough, use that as motivation to do it and prove them haters and them doubters wrong. Too many of you like to use them haters and them doubters as fuel for you to do exactly what they are saying. Too many of you use that as a way to quit, as an excuse to quit, as a reason for you to stop. The journey towards your goals and towards the things that you want in life is not easy. It's really easy to quit and give up. And that's what a lot of you do. We're already a month into the year, and how many of you are already quitting on yourself? Way too many of you. I can call out at least 10 of you right now. Few of you are listening to this right now. You're quitters. And you need to stop. You need to stop allowing other people's words to get into your head and cause you to quit. You need to start using that as fuel to succeed. There's so many people out there that can't handle it. They can't handle the efforts it takes to put in to prove people wrong because people don't support them. Let me tell you this, guys. You're going to have a lot more people that doubt you than people that support you. And the fact of the matter is this. The people that are closest to you are most likely going to doubt you more than the people that you don't even know. And that is a fact. There's people in my circle that have doubted me from the beginning with anything I've done. And I used to allow that to get into my head and cause me to just give up on things, to put half-assed effort into things. Well, no more. We're not doing that shit no more. If you guys got people in your life that are doubting you and that continually put you down and tell you you can't do things, even though you keep putting effort to do so, then they gotta fucking go. Not only do they gotta go, you gotta prove them wrong. That's exactly what the Bengals have done. That's exactly what Joe Burrow has done. And I want you to use their example and the thousands of other examples that have came before him and before this team to use to give yourself fuel and energy to do the same fucking thing. There's too many of you that start your journey and quit. Start your journey and quit. That repetition of starting and quitting ain't getting you anywhere. If you are unwilling to get after it and to fulfill a goal, one goal at a time, after another,
You are never going to finish anything. Stop allowing these people to get in your head and cause you to fulfill what they say. Fuck all of them and do what you say. The rest of the year, I challenge you to not only encourage the people to doubt you, not only encourage these people to tell you you cannot do something, but I encourage you to use that as momentum and fire to push yourself even harder at achieving your goals. There's so many examples in sports that we can use of people that have achieved great things when everybody thought it was impossible. Why can't that be you? Why can't you do that in your life? And why can't you do that in your goals? Because you can. So stop being afraid that people aren't going to accept what you're doing. Stop being afraid that people aren't going to tell you that you're going to do it. Stop being afraid that people are going to tell you you aren't going to do it. And just start fucking doing it. Because once you start doing things, people will start believing in you. And you, most importantly, will start believing in yourself. So stop worrying about what other people say. Stop allowing them to get in your head and cause you to stop and quit and give up. And start using them as reasons for you to push forward and dominate. So go out there the rest of the fucking year. Use the doubters as fuel. And go prove all them motherfuckers wrong. And the right people will come into your circle.